Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Like every week, we're so glad to be with you to talk about home improvement, some of the challenges you may be facing as a homeowner, and give you some great inspiration, ideas, and solutions to those problems. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and during this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about something that can be very unsettling to a homeowner, and that's settling. Joe, you know, we get a lot of concerns, and, you know, there's some telltale signs when it's a serious problem and when it's just natural expansion and contraction.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it, either you see it in cracks in the ceiling, in the walls, or you hear it popping and cracking all over the house. And some of it is natural settling, and most of it's not anything to be concerned with. But when is it a structural issue? That's the concern. So yeah, there are a few things to look for, depending on how old your house is and where you're hearing all these noises.
Yeah, I tell you, that could be really aggravating when you have a door that's not working, window not working. But we'll dig into a few of those ideas. Also, we're going to share with you a few tricks on installing a gable vent in an existing vinyl-sided wall. You know, you look at that and it can be a little intimidating. What do? Do I take all the siding off? Do I, you know, exactly what I do? We'll be looking at that in just a little bit. And Joe, I told you spring was coming and it's here now, though it may not feel like it where you're at in Connecticut, but in other parts of the country, you're starting to see some greenery and people are starting to get out in that yard.
Yeah, even here in Connecticut, and I live in Western Connecticut, and spring has sprung here a little bit. Hopefully it's warming up wherever you are. And yeah, we're starting to see the snow's finally melting away. We probably have, you know, maybe like 10% still covered in snow, but that's all right. It's spring's coming. I see the daffodils, and that's a pretty strange sight when you see daffodils poking right through a snowbank. They are relentless. They'll be here soon enough.
Well, good. There's a lot of things there. What about a simple solution coming up?
I got a tip for applying silicone sealant. This is 100% silicone, which can be a little tricky to apply.
All right, that sounds good. And we also have I'll have to tell you, I'm kind of fighting a little cold here. Now, you're a big tea drinker. I enjoy tea from time to time, but I drink mostly coffee in the mornings. But I'm trying a little tea this morning a little honey in it. Yep. And so I'm hoping that helps. I looked at a few of the other remedies there. I thought it might not be good to try some of those whiskey remedies that, you know, might not make it through the 2 hours.
At least till after the show.
Yeah, it's after the show. But, you know, so my wife, you know, of course, she buys way too much stuff. And I go in the pantry there and this box of tea. She doesn't drink tea. I don't hardly ever drink tea. Why don't we have a box of assorted teas?
From when I come and visit.
Yeah, well, I know, but gee whiz, I mean, we pick one box up I pick one box up and it's Ethiopian tea. I didn't know there was such a thing. Then I pick another one up and it's mushroom tea.
Mushroom
tea. Wait a minute now. I think that's illegal or something. That's bad, you know, but it was some kind, you know, that mushroom flavor a lot of people like. So I'm not sure where I ended up with it, but hopefully that'll save my throat there a little bit.
Well, people all over the world have been drinking teas for centuries, so I'm sure you can get Ethiopian tea. We have some Egyptian chamomile tea in the house. I'm not sure why it's Egyptian chamomile as opposed to any other kind, but yeah, there's lots of different. The herbal teas with a little honey and lemon are perfectly good for your throat.
There you go. Joe, you might be surprised that I'm actually going a little 4-day trip, going skiing next weekend.
Is the weather warm enough for you to be towed behind a boat?
No, I'm not going water skiing now. See, that's what a lot of people think. An old Southern boy, what does he know about skiing? But, oh, no, I'm going to Colorado. The conditions, it looks like it's going to be perfect. And so I'm going to hit the slopes for a day or two there. Kind of different nowadays because you actually have to buy your lift tickets in advance. They do not sell any lift tickets there so that they can limit the number and they can stop seling them so that you can have all of the distancing that you need. I guess I'll have the ski lift all by myself, or at least the bench I'm on all by myself. So that will be interesting. I'll have to give you a report from
I'd like to see some videotape. Benny says it's downhill skiing. It's actually gravity experiments. He's trying to see if you can fight gravity from 14,000 feet down to about 6,000 feet. We'll see how that goes.
Well, when I was a lot younger, I was pretty adventurous, and I would go wide open. I've got a feeling I'll be kind of meandering a bit down some of the
meander the first half of the first day, And then you can start moving up to the more challenging runs.
The second day, I'm coated in Bengay and trying to just move. That's all that's about.
You can smell Danny coming down the slopes.
Hey, Joe, you know, from time to time, you hear things that just make you feel a little uncomfortable and concerned for your fellow man. And I heard about that this week. Now, our engineer, our great guy, Dennis Gould, that's with us each week, went out on a limb, and he's had a circular saw for a while,
right?
But I heard he bought a table saw. Dennis, let's see those fingers. You still got 10 there?
All there, including two left thumbs.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you think? It can be a little intimidating when you turn that switch on for the first time. That blade is serious.
Yeah, I was scared. So after I assembled the saw, I rolled it out onto my front porch, where I was going to rip the 7-foot border planks of the Armstrong ceiling that have to be 3/4 of an inch away from the wall to allow for expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I took a couple of planks out and set them down, set the fence to the width of the cut,
mm-hmm.
turned the saw on, and that banshee scream of the saw terrified me. So I turned the saw off, said, nope, not today, and went back into the house.
Oh, no.
And grabbed my laptop and watched the video again.
Right.
Now, you guys know I'm a musician, but I've always avoided using power tools because of the possibility of harming my hands. Anyway, I got my nerve back, and I went out and ripped the planks. The first one was horrible because I didn't hold it strong against the fence. Threw that away, but I got that figured out, and while repeating my mantra, where are your hands? Where are your hands? Where are your hands? I got good, even cuts.
Good.
And I feel just like I did when I was 6 years old and crossed the street alone for the first time.
Well, remember the push stick. You know, you got to have that push stick. Don't keep fingers away. And Joe, did you hear? I thought that was kind of cute. He put it out on his front porch so that all the neighbors would see Dennis has a table saw.
No, it's just the opposite, because a contractor lives right across the street from me. And he says, hey, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm just, I'm putting in this ceiling and...
Dennis put it on the front porch. He left the planks there and went inside hoping somebody would show up and start ripping them down to size. That's what he was hoping.
Yeah, the old Tom Sawyer trick. Come on over and try my new saw.
Instead of a lemonade stand, you just set up a saw stand and say, free ripping, only 5 cents. Let them come and rip it down for you.
But you know, that does bring up a great point for our audience, though, that, you know, you shouldn't be intimidated by any power tool that you may want to buy. And, you know, you just like Dennis is doing, you know, just be very cautious about it. Watch a few videos, some safety videos. Think about that. You know, don't be macho and say, I don't need glasses. I don't need hearing protection. Yes, you do. You need to make sure that you're real safe on those things. But like I say so many times, once you buy certain tools, whether it's a table saw, pressure washer, impact wrench, whatever, you end up using it for all kinds of things, and you realize that. And, of course, you know, you might be able to help a neighbor out every now and then with some things that they need once you, you know, since you've displayed it on your front porch, you may as well get ready, because others will be bringing pieces of wood by to have Dennis, the newly proclaimed woodwork extraordinaire of the neighborhood, to do a little sawing like that.
And I think it's...
Excuse me, Dennis. I'm going to say my only advice is to anyone who's not comfortable using a saw is the most dangerous part is once you become comfortable using a saw.
That's right.
And you start to feel a little too comfortable, and that's always dangerous. So, you know, you just want to reach a level of comfort where you're not scared and you're confident, but you don't want to get sloppy lazy.
Right.
Because that's how you end up needing 2 hands to order 4 beers, if you know what I mean. So let's not reach that state.
Oh, don't worry. I'll remain cautious. Where are your hands? Where are your hands?
Sure.
Meanwhile, it's kind of cool to have more confidence and be able to make good, clean cuts with my new Ryobi table saw.
Yep.
But I'll be coming to you soon for advice on my next project, using a power miter saw to cut crown molding.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I thought you were going to say plugging in the saw.
Yeah, we might.
Electricity, I'm scared.
We might have to drop by on the molding discussion. That might take a little stick man to show you exactly how to do that. But that's great, though, Dennis. Good that you've gotten the table saw. And actually, I had a lot of work on a table saw this week on an episode that we were taping. I actually built this really cool coffee table. And we had on our table saw, we had a 24-tooth saw blade on there, which, Joe, that's too aggressive if you really want some fine cuts. And we put an 80-tooth one on there, a really cool one from Woodcraft. It's called a Wood River Blade, which is one of their brands, and it had 80 teeth, but it had little copper inserts in it to reduce the vibration. And I got to tell you, that thing worked fantastic. And I ripped I took 4x4s, fur and created tapered legs for this coffee table with it. So I did a lot of cutting to do that. But turned out good, and you'll see it on an upcoming episode of the Today's Homeowner television show. Hey, we're just getting started right now on a lot of information. You know, you can't change the world overnight, but you know what? You can change the world you live in and around your home. We're going to give you some ideas on how to do that. We're going to answer questions from people all over the country. If you send us an email, get ready. We're going to answer a lot of those as well. All of that and more each and every week here on Today's Homeowner Radio. You're at the right place for all the information you need. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Spring is on its way. Almost time to roll out the green carpet. Start planning now with innovative help from the Home Depot. Use our project calculators to figure how much grass seed you'll need or just the right amount of mulch. Our online workshops and how-to videos will get you up to speed fast. From outdoor fire pits to planter projects, if you're ready to roll, so are we. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We are so proud to be with you each and every week and to be airing on wonderful stations all over the country. Over 300 stations like this one in Brookhaven, Mississippi. WRQO FM 102.1.
And a special shout out to production manager Randy Bullock. Thank you, Randy, for putting us on the air there. Brookhaven is located in southwestern Mississippi, about 50 miles or so south of the capital city, Jackson. It was founded in 1818 by Samuel Jane from New York, who named it after Brookhaven, New York, on Long Island, which isn't too far south from where I am right now. It's also the hometown of Hall of Fame football wide receiver Lance Allworth. Played most of his career with the San Diego Chargers, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And also, it's the hometown of Robert Pittman, who founded MTV, which it doesn't have much influence now. Back in, when was that? I guess the 80s.
Right.
It was the biggest thing on TV. No one had ever seen anything like it. And music videos launched the careers of hundreds and hundreds of music stars that, that sold billions of records because of MTV.
Now, I wonder if that's the same Bob Pittman that is the president of iHeartMedia.
I wonder if it is.
I'll bet it is. We'll have to search that out. But we certainly appreciate everybody in and around Brookhaven, Mississippi, for tuning in to Today's Homeowner. We get a lot of great emails from you over there and phone calls. And I want to encourage you to keep them coming. You can call us anytime, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email. We're going to get to a lot of those in just a bit. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, let's check in with Paul and see if we can help him out on a possibly settling issue. Paul, welcome to the show. Tell us all about this door situation.
Well, we moved into a house a couple years ago, and the entry doorway we discovered during the cold weather this winter had a gap down at the lower left side. If you're inside and you're opening doors, down at the lower left-hand side on the open side. And when I started looking at it, I discovered that the jamb from about 2.5 feet up was kind of slanting in toward the the wall mm-hmm. rather than being a plumb, and right. that caused the gap.
Well, so you didn't notice this. How long have you been in the house now?
About 3 years. I didn't really notice it before. I mean, we're up here in northern Alabama, and we really haven't had very severe winters or anything until this year, and so that's when we really discovered it.
Well, I tell you this, it's amazing how much weather can affect a house. We talk about the expansion and contraction all of the time, and a door can really do a lot of shrinking. And, you know, you think about what happens on most doors is they're only sealed on four sides, not all six sides, the fifth and sixth side, of course, being the top and bottom. And what that is it's just open, porous grain that allows that moisture to get in, and that can widen a door, shrink a door during the winter time. Usually it's shrinking it a little bit. So I would think on this that you may want to wait just a little bit until you get maybe another month or so and then relook at it. But I think all you're really going to have to do here is work with your hinges. You can loosen the hinges. You can put shims behind, or even metal washers are great to put behind hinges to kind of move them and offset them a little bit. And usually it's just a little finesse that's necessary in order to center that door back in that frame. You can also adjust it, you know, from top to bottom and being able to let it lean in more at the top than the bottom in order to get that good seal. But most of the time you can do that little bit of tweaking on that in order to tighten that jam up like it should be without having to actually remove the jam and the whole door unit and reset it. Usually that'll take care of it.
Okay. Well, I'll give her a try. I'll wait for a month or so to warm it up and then do it then.
All right. That sounds great, Paul. Glad we were able to help you, and thanks for being a part of the show.
Okay.
All right, great. Yeah, you know, so many times, Joe, those little door adjustments throughout, it can be so aggravating. We get calls about doors like ghost doors that
right.
won't stay open, won't stay closed.
Right.
And so many times, if you just kind of, you know, go up to a door and just really look at it closely, use your level to try to figure it out, you can usually pinpoint where the problem is. And many times it is, as I mentioned, just a little adjustment of hinges to get that back right in the middle of that frame.
Yeah, that was a bit of an unusual problem that Paul had, in that the door was plumb and most of the jam was plumb, but the last 2 feet were angled out.
Yeah, that is unusual.
I'm not even sure how that's ever happened. Ordinarily, the jam is perfectly straight. It might not be plumb, meaning
right.
perfectly vertical. It might be tilted in or out or something. But so I wonder if it's the jam itself. Maybe you can just shim behind the bottom of that jam and force mm-hmm. it back out, you know, straighten
yeah.
it out. But, you know, that would close the gap. Because you start messing with the door, it's always hard to get a door to fit a jam that's not square or plumb or level or whatever, you know. So, because you know the door is square.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, some of those things can, it's like we talk about so many times. Others may not notice it, but every time you walk through that
right.
door, you're going to go, you know, and just wish that it was straight. So we hope that we've been able to help you on that, Paul. Hey, I wanted to mention to you, we have a brand new subsection on todayshomeowner.com brought to you by the Metal Roofing Alliance. You know, there's so many questions that people have about metal roofing, and you can find the answers to those questions at todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing. Now there you'll find a lot of great information and inspiration if you're considering a metal roof for your home. Metal roofs are so popular these days, and you know, they're really one of the investments you can make to boost your home's value. So go ahead and cut through all of the clutter that you read on the internet and head to todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing to find out the real scoop on metal roofing. We'll tell you all about it and all about the cost and some of the issues, like, can I put a metal roof over an existing shingle roof? You know, what's the cost? All kinds of different ideas that you may have. Again, it's todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We're just getting started on this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to dig into a couple emails here because we have a lot of them. This comes from Sharon in Florida. You probably have covered this topic before, but I desperately need help on how to clean my tile floor grout. Unfortunately, my knees cry out when I kneel down. So many of the tips on cleaning grout without having to get on my knees would be greatly appreciated. Besides that, it just isn't ladylike. There you go, Joe. So if we're looking for a something that's a little more graceful in cleaning grout, what would you suggest to Sharon on this?
Well, if getting down on your hands and knees and scrubbing isn't ladylike, how does that help me? Because I'm in charge of cleaning the grout around here. Well, I mean, typically you clean grout with a scrub brush, and you can certainly get a long-handled scrub brush, so Sharon wouldn't necessarily get to get down on her hands and knees. And there are plenty of commercial grout cleaners. I've used one called Tile X. That's T-I-L-E-X. Gugon makes one. And a lot of different companies make a grout cleaner. If you want to try something homemade, you can do baking soda and hydrogen peroxide. Mix it up. Pour it onto the grout joints, and then sprinkle it with baking soda, wait a few minutes, and scrub it. And again, you can do that from standing up, as long as you have a long-handled scrub brush. You can try oxygen bleach diluted with hot water and do the same thing. Pour it on there, wait a little bit, and scrub it. So that way you can do it and not have to get down on your hands and knees.
There you go. And that long-handled brush like that, there's so many of them out there. You can get one that not only will help you with the grout issue, but other you know, cleaning that you have, whether you're reaching up or reaching down, all of that can help save you back. Hope that helps you, Sharon, and you can find out more about cleaning tips for any kind of grout that you have in your home by going to todayshomeowner.com and just put in our search engine there, how to clean grout. A lot of information from that standpoint. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about how to work with vinyl siding and install a gable vent that's very important for your attic ventilation to make sure that it's done right. And also, we're going to tell you all about our spring edition of Four Seasons of Homeownership. All of that and more coming up right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the Pro's Advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. If you've ever been really frustrated because you ran out of ice in the middle of a party, the Bosch 500 Series French Door Refrigerator might be the solution to that situation. It boasts the industry's fastest refrigerator ice maker called the Quick Ice Pro system. And not only does the freshly filtered ice replenish itself quickly, the freezer includes an accessory bin so you can stock up on it before entertaining. The counter depth refrigerator has a generous 20.8 cubic feet of storage space and the industry's leading water filter, removing 99.9% of sediments in your water. It even includes a Home Connect feature that lets you monitor and manage your refrigerator from your smartphone so you can adjust the brightness inside or actually receive notifications if anyone leaves the door open. Now, for more information on this Bosch 500 Series French Door Refrigerator, log on to homedepot.com.
Sounds like you've got to get yourself one of those, Danny.
I wish I had heard about that. I'll tell you what, this, you know, you get a brand new refrigerator and you figure, okay, well, you're going to have enough ice.
Right.
And we got this really cool, you know, thing with a Keurig built right into the front of it, you know.
Right.
So, okay, well, this is great. You don't have to worry about having the coffee maker on the counter or anything. Great idea. Good job, Sharon. Well, it doesn't make enough ice for even one person. I mean, if you're having a get-together, you don't even have to have a get-together. It's just three tumblers of ice.
Right.
Okay, you're done for the day. That's it.
Is that because the bin is really small? Why is it producing?
It's just a very small, and it just must take forever for the darn thing to work. So I would really like to know about this Bosch refrigerator. But after you buy a brand new one like that, you know, why? And then on the coffee maker, I hope you're not in a hurry. Because you push the button, and then it has to heat up. Now, think about it. It's heating up the water, and it's adjacent to the freezer. Now, wait a minute. So no wonder the ice maker doesn't work. No wonder the coffee maker doesn't work.
And if you want iced coffee, you're really in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to wait like a half a day.
And then, you know, when we first got it, something happened. You know, the ice, the ice maker just somehow just quit working. Well, here, you know, it wasn't working anyway, you know, very good. So you call the service guy out. Of course, you wait 10 days for that guy to come out, you know, and then they come out and they pull the refrigerator out about 6 inches, take a cord and plug it in on top of the refrigerator, push a button on their computer and go, oh, someone turned the ice maker off. So, well, how do you even turn it off? How do you turn it on? He goes,
right.
One, two. Okay, you're good. Pulls it up. That'll be $80.
Yeah.
Well, darn. So, anyway, that was a little rant, wasn't it? I went on a rant, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to helping a homeowner out right now in Michigan. Tom is on the line. Tom, I hope we don't have a refrigerator question here, so welcome to the show.
Okay.
What can we help you with? I understand you're pondering a little project out there. Tell us all about it.
Well, a friend of mine asked me if I would put a gable vent in for him. And I did that once years ago on my place. And I just wondered if I can get my vent and mark it. It's on a vinyl siding.
Uh-huh.
I wondered if I can mark it on the siding and then just cut it out without removing the siding. And I thought I'd maybe cut the siding with tin snip so if instead of the circular saw in case I would crack it. And then cut through the OSB and insulation board, and if I can fit the back half of the vent in around that siding, it would save me having to take the siding down and measure and cut.
I got you. Yeah. Well, I have done that very thing before. If you have enough room. Now, if you're putting a gable vent up and you're up close to the soffit, it gives you a little less flexibility in that siding to be able to work with it. But I've done exactly what you're talking about. Of course, when you have that vinyl siding, traditionally when it butts up to anything, you have a little channel molding that goes around it. But which in one way that'll help you because it gives you a little bit more margin there to play with. But to carefully mark that and to cut out and I kind of agree with if you use some large tin snips, might be safer than chipping it away with a circular saw. And you get it cut a nice even margin around it. Then, of course, you know, taking your reciprocating saw and cut out the rest of it. And, you know, want to make sure there's no wires back there or anything that you're going to, you know, run into.
I put my head up the inside.
Good. And then you would be able to put the vent in, and then but you'll need to get that channel to work it around there. Then you can just play with that a little bit. Might even use a little construction adhesive or window sealant to help adhere all of that, and, of course, to seal it up to keep the moisture out. But I think you would be very successful. Now, if you got into it and you saw that you just couldn't get that vent in, then you can go to the result to having to remove a few of the pieces of siding, maybe not all of it.
It'd only be two or three sections because you're right up at the peak anyway.
Yeah, uh-huh. So I think you'll be in good shape on that. What a good neighbor you are to help out a neighbor on a project like that.
Yeah, well, I kind of like to do things on my own if I can do it, and we'll resource people like you and others to give me a few hints if I'm not real sure. You know, sometimes I figure it out in my head, and then later on I find out my head wasn't quite right, and I had to go back and do something else. So
we've all been there, so we understand completely on it. And I assume you're probably going to have to wait for a warmer day than probably what you're experiencing now, huh?
Well, you know, we're getting in the 60s here in Michigan now. So
wow. Yeah. There you go. Heat wave. You got a regular heat wave going there.
Yeah, good. Spring fever.
Good. Well, Tom, best of luck on that. Be careful on that ladder more than anything. And if we can help you on anything else, just let us know.
I will. And thank you very much.
Okay, our pleasure. Thanks, Tom. Joe, you know, when you talk about the vinyl siding, what is that tool called? Zip tool? Is that what is
it? Yeah,
that?
For unzipping it.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's something that a lot of people aren't familiar with, certainly an industry standard in the vinyl siding thing. But, boy, if you've got, you know, we hear people talking about the pieces of siding getting damaged. Had a caller, a few months ago talk about that they were just out mowing the lawn and suddenly something, you know, flew out and hit that siding and they had to replace it. Those are the kind of tools that are just invaluable when you're tackling a project like that.
Yeah, it's just a little hand tool with a bent hook on the end and you slip it up behind the siding and you slide it along and it disengages that bottom butt edge, the bottom thicker edge. And it's kind of like unzipping it, which is why they call it a zip tool. And we had shared a simple solution, I think it was a couple weeks ago, that if you want to cut vinyl siding or any other plastic without chipping using a circular saw, put the blade in backwards.
That's right. Yeah. Great idea. Great idea. I've done that before on cutting a lot of different plastics. Works very well. Hey, coming up, we're going to share with you our list for spring in our four seasons of home ownership. And also, talking about spring, we'll tell you how you might be able to win our Backyard Paradise contest. All of those details and a whole lot more coming right up here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
When your backyard feels like a private resort, every day is like being on vacation. So enter the Backyard Paradise contest today for a chance to win your own luxurious landscape worth up to $10,000. The pros from Pavestone and Quikrete will design a project just for the winner's home and help Danny and his team install it. Plus, the whole process will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner. So get your yard ready for summer. Complete your entry right now at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete.
Say no to cold, drafty windows this winter with a Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kit. The kit helps block drafts with puncture-resistant rolled film that's 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. The easy-to-use roll of film means there's no measuring needed. Once it's in place, just cut it to size. And the crystal-clear film means you don't have to sacrifice your view for comfort. Say no to the cold and visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where we want to tell you about how you can enter our big Backyard Paradise contest. Now, if you think that you never win a contest, you really need to enter this contest. You know, every year when we go and tape this fantastic episode of transforming someone's backyard, every year they say the same thing. You say, well, you know, I've entered things all my life and I've never won anything, and I can't believe I won. So yes, you can possibly win, but you can't unless you enter. So enter the Backyard Paradise contest right now for your chance to win an outdoor living space from our friends at Pavestone and Quikrete worth up to $10,000. Plus, the winner's makeover project will be featured on an upcoming episode of the Today's Homeowner television show. So here's what you need to know. In order to enter, fill out the entry form at todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Tell us why your yard is in the need of a makeover. You will have to include a picture or a video. It can be just a cell phone video. Very easy to do so. But the contest runs through April 4th, so you need to go ahead and jump on it right now. That's todayshomeowner.com/backyardparadise. Brought to you by Pavestone and Quikrete. Never know where we're going to go. You're eligible no matter where you live in the 50 United States. So feel free to go there today. Hey, another thing, Joe, like I said earlier in the show, I told you spring was right around the corner. Yeah. And it's hard to believe in some areas of the country still, you know, a lot of snow happening and, you know, a lot of colder weather. But in other areas, I was just earlier, I'm in my home studio today. I was looking out the window and my wife is out there working on our raised bed. She absolutely loves that. So a great time to go ahead, and in some areas you can go ahead and plant. In other areas, at least get things ready to plant.
Yeah, I think we had mentioned just last week that you should wait till it's at least 50 degrees and consistently 50 degrees before you start disturbing any of the dead plants in your flower beds or vegetable garden beds or any other beds, because there are bees and butterflies and other pollinators who overwinter in those dead stalks, and you don't want to disturb them quite yet. But once it gets to 50 degrees or so, they'll be gone, and it's safe to start tilling up that soil.
Now, over the years, we've told you about our four seasons of home ownership. Now, what this is we started hearing so many homeowners being frustrated about, you know, what do I do? I want to make sure I want to do the right thing in my home, but I can't find a list that makes sense of kind of telling me what I need to do. So Joe and I sat down and started thinking about it. And, you know, the essential things that we recommend from today's homeowner that you should do to your home, we came up with 40 of them. Wow, that's a long, long list. But when you break it down into four different lists that coincides with the start of each season, it makes it a little more manageable. And we want to share with you our spring checklist right now. And this is available right now at todayshomeowner.com/four seasons. So we have this divided into three different groups. So one is the top 10 must do. So if you're going to do anything to your house, this is what you need to do. And this sounds like a long, long list, but when you break it all down, it really is about 8 to 9 hours worth of time that it'll take you. You don't have to do it all in one day. And you're only going to spend about $120. And it starts with having your AC and heating system serviced by a professional. You know, if you haven't done that in the past year, make sure you do that. It's going to ensure that when you really start relying on that air conditioner, that it's going to be working efficiently and it's going to be safe. Another thing that you can do yourself, Joe, and we know how important it is, even though you have to be careful, is making sure you get to that AC condenser unit outside and do a little cleanup there.
Yeah, exactly. Those AC condenser units have vents on them. On the outside housing, it's full of vents. Well, those vents are there for a reason. It's to let air in. And so you don't want to be plugging up those vents with leaves and debris and branches and litter and who knows what else. And by the way, these first two, if you clear the leaves and debris and get the condenser nice and clean, that's one less thing for the professional to do when he comes out. So you won't have to charge you for that. And also, if you want, and we've mentioned this in the past, if you want to get the AC guy out there for spring, you really should have called them by now, because they're going to start getting backed up. So if you haven't already, call them immediately. But it's usually better to call them in the winter and schedule something for the spring before their schedule gets too crowded.
That's right. The third thing on the list there is cleaning all of your rain gutters and downspouts and making any repairs if needed. Now, this is on almost every one of our lists because you do need to maintain your gutters fairly regularly. But definitely during this time of the year when the winter has put a lot of that debris in it. Another one is cleaning and repair the window screens and making sure you clean the tracks and lubricate that well while you're going along. And Joe, that clothes dryer, nobody cleans the lint off their clothes dryer, but they should.
Right. And we're not talking about the lint trap that's in the top of the dryer. That you have to do every single time you use a dryer. We're talking about what happens to all that lint that doesn't get trapped, right? It gets exhausted out the house. It better be getting exhausted out the house, because that's the whole point of those vents. But so what you do is disconnect it and from the back of the dryer and clean it out. And there's lots of ways to do it. You can disassemble it and, you know, run the vacuum up and down. And I actually bought a long vent brush. It's basically just a thin fiberglass shaft. It's about 6 feet long with a ball brush on the end, and I hook up to my drill and just run it in and out, and it reams out the inside of that and loosens up all the dust. And so that's another quick way to get the lint out of your dryer vent.
very effective too. Also, lubricate all of the door locks and all of the gate hardware. All of that's very, very good. And get those garden tools sharpened. Very easy to sharpen everything. Inspect that wheelbarrow. Make sure it's ready for all the yard work. Then you're ready to prep all your flower beds and plants so that you're ready to install those. And here's one that's very simple. Won't cost you anything. Is make sure your ceiling fan is operating counterclockwise when you look up at the fan, because that'll provide that cooling effect that you really need during this upcoming time of the year. Again, very simple things. You can go right down to the Home Depot right now and be able to buy all of these things. They're going to cost you less than $120, and what a difference it can make to your home. Maintenance, improving, it's all part of home ownership. We appreciate the Home Depot for working with us on this list. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio Simple Solution, coming up next.
We're all ready for spring. Now's the time to get ready for spring projects with help from the Home Depot. Install a brand new faucet, lay down fresh new flooring, roll on a bright new coat of paint. Need to figure square footage or paint coverage? Our project calculators will do the math. Do it all from our app and get delivery right to your door. Download our mobile app to get started. Bring on spring with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust TiteBond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, TiteBond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. TiteBond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Well, we hope everything is going well around your home, whatever project you might be tackling. Sometimes the solution to those problems are very, very simple, and I think that's why everybody just loves Joe sharing a simple solution for us each week. Joe, help us out here. What do you have?
All right, Danny, here's a slick trick for applying silicone sealant, and I'm talking about the 100% silicone that is solvent-based. It's not water-based, so it's not easily cleaned with water, as most caulks and sealants are. But there are great advantages of using 100% silicone. But to smooth it out and to clean it up, you need some solvent. And the trick is to pour some denatured alcohol into an empty spray bottle and adjust the nozzle to produce a fine mist. You don't want a sharp spray come out, just a fine mist. And then use a caulking gun as you normally would to apply the silicone. Then before smoothing it out, with your finger or with a tool or whatever you're using to smooth out, lightly mist the silicone bead. And this is immediately after applying it. Lightly mist it with the alcohol. And then run your finger or your caulking tool, if that's what you're using, along the silicone. What you'll find is the alcohol will prevent your finger or the tool from sticking to it, and it'll just smooth it out perfectly. Just go over it once, and you get this perfectly smooth bead. And any excess, you can wait till it dries and then cut it away. But that's the trick, using denatured alcohol to spray over the silicone before you smooth it out.
Boy, what a great trick, because if anyone ever has gotten into some kind of gummy situation there with silicone, and right. I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
It's so the more sticky.
You
can't smooth it out easily.
And you know, there's so many caulking tips that are available, you know, to make caulking easy. I mean, it's really not something that requires a tremendous amount of skill. This one is a really, really good one that I've used myself, because silicone is the caulk to use in many, many situations. And, you know, if you're pondering that and thinking, okay, well, you know, I've got this situation, I got this crack, what should I use? Well, we have articles and videos on todayshomeowner.com to steer you through any of those decisions you make. And a lot of these caulking tips, you know, Joe, I remember a few years ago, we were talking with one of my producers about, you know, doing a painting show, and I said, well, let's do a little segment about caulking tips. Everybody knows about caulking. We don't need to do this. And I said, well, no, we're, you know, since my name's on the sign, we are going to do this, you know. So we did that, and I'm telling you, the email box filled up with people going, oh, that's perfect. Hey, I tried this, and it worked for me. And, you know, different caulking tips around, you know, bathtubs and other things that we've mentioned about putting masking tape down sometimes and caulking, allowing it to dry and peeling up. You're talking about really making something very, very simple, and caulk does such a good thing for almost anything that you're applying it to.
Yeah, well, all those little tips and techniques are really nothing more than simple solutions, right? We know that the simple solutions are pretty popular, so I think that's why you probably had such a positive reaction from the viewers and the listeners to those tips. And maybe we'll put a whole bunch of them together, and I'll run like the top 5 simple solutions for applying caulk. How about that?
And sooner or later, Joe, you know we're going to get together and put a book together. You know, that a good partnership where, like, you do all the writing and stuff, and then I take most of the credit.
You put your picture on the cover?
Yeah, yeah, my picture on the cover with my thumb up like this, you know, hey, that'll be.
Yeah, your thumb up.
Hey, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. Hope you're going to be able to stick around for the second hour if you are listening to a radio station that doesn't carry the second hour, and then we have some of those. That's okay. Go to todayshomeowner.com, and you won't miss a single thing that we're going to be talking about. And remember the very popular Today's Homeowner podcast. You can find out more by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.